The UN Security Council unanimously agreed to take its first formal action on Zimbabwe yesterday by declaring a free and fair presidential election runoff was impossible because of violence. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
In a non-binding statement, the 15-nation body said it regretted that the campaign of violence and the restrictions on the political opposition had made it impossible for a free and fair election to take place in Zimbabwe on June 27th. In his strongest comments to date on the situation, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said there had been too much violence and too much intimidation, and a vote held in these conditions would lack all legitimacy.
This violence and intimidation must stop. The people of Zimbabwe have a right to live in peace and security, to enjoy the protections of the rule of law, and to vote freely and fairly for those who would lead them. Over the weekend, I have been in close contact with a number of African leaders. We all agree that the elections should be postponed until the right conditions are in place.
Earlier, Dutch officials said Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai had taken refuge in the Dutch embassy in Harare after pulling out of Friday's runoff against President Robert Mugabe because of repeated attacks on his supporters. Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change said police raided its Harare headquarters on Monday and took away more than 60 victims of violence sheltering there, including women and children. Yet despite these increasing tensions and international pressure surrounding this election, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says it is still planning a poll on Friday. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.